Joining us now on the line is retired Brigadier General from the IDF, Amnon Soflin, who is the former head of the Mossad's Intelligence Directorate. And the reason we're hosting you this morning is obviously the latest reports of intel leak that President Donald Trump shared with his Russian counterparts, information that has been reportedly been received from Israeli sources, and that has stirred some controversy in the intelligence community, both here in Israel and in the U.S. So, Brigadier General Amnon Soflin, what do you make of all this incident?
I would like to say a few things. The first one, there is an unwritten rule between intelligence entities, intelligence organization, that if I deliver some information to your knowledge, first of all, I emphasize the sensitivity of this information. Second, the unwritten rule says that you cannot make any use of that without any coordination or without asking my permission. That goes between intelligence services, and this is going for many years according to this procedure. That means that I can deliver to you very sensitive information. I mark it down that this is very sensitive, and every use you can make or want to make according to this information or based on this information, first of all, you have to ask my permission, and second, you have to take into consideration the sensitivity of the source that gave us this information. This unwritten rule doesn't go for leaders. Leaders have the ability and the mandate to make use of information according to their considerations, which are political and, of course, wider than the intelligence services. But nevertheless, the leader should ask his people about the sensitivity of this information and what kind of or consult at least with the intelligence senior officer in his administration, what kind of use he can make with this information. And we don't know what was transferred between President Trump and Secretary of State of the Russian Federation, Mr. Lavrov. So we don't know what kind of information was transferred. We don't know what sensitivity that information carries. And if it can reflect about the source that gave us this information. If this really happened and there is some reflection about the source, it may cause very big trouble for us because it can make or it can put into risk the source and may cause some damage to our activities.
Walk us through the behind the scenes. You were head of the Mossad's Intelligence Directorate. What, let's say something at this caliber happened, what do you do then? How does the Israeli security services deal with such a case?
First of all, we do not apply to the president, of course. We apply to our counterparts in the other side, in the intelligence community of the U.S., or the counterpart of the Mossad, which is the CIA. And we ask them politely to understand what kind of information was delivered to the other side, and politely telling them that this is not right to make such a use of this information, and try to assess what kind of damage can be caused to the source that gave us this information.
Do you believe that this incident will damage the intelligence cooperation between Israel and the U.S.?
The cooperation between the two organizations is so solid that I don't believe that such an event will cause any big damage. It may cause a small damage or a local one, but not a disaster.
Can you elaborate about the kind of the cooperation that Israel and the U.S. on the intelligence side from your experience in the Mossad and also after on?
The relations between Israel community, intelligence community, and the other of the U.S. is very intimate. We share a lot of information which is very sensitive for operational use mainly and for, national assessment if needed. But each one of us chooses exactly what kind of information should be transferred, how it would be transferred, in what kind, and with the drawing the attention of the other side to make a careful use of this information if it comes from what you call very sensitive sources.
Do you believe that this incident will impact in some ways Trump's visit to Israel in coming days?
No, I don't believe that this will affect, because the wider picture, I think, is more important than such a local event. Of course, none of us in the intelligence community of Israel likes this event, but I think that it can be put aside and allow the visit to be very fruitful and, I hope, very, very successful.
Retired Brigadier General Amnon Soflin, former head of the Mossad's Intelligence Directorate, thank you very much for joining us this morning and sharing your intel.
Thank you.